Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, Legit Boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you'll be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are, be sure to hit that subscribe button, a little notify bell next to it on YouTube if you're watching us there to make sure you're always getting your new Going In Raw daily notifications.
Yeah.
We're also available wherever fine podcasts can be found, including the Apple iOS podcast app. If you're listening to us on that app, be sure to leave a rating or review. It actually really does help to boost the profile of the Going In Raw show.
Yeah.
We're also available on CastBox. It's a fantastic podcast app. You can check it out. We have a partnership with CastBox. We're really happy to be part of the CastBox family.
Yes.
If you will. Be sure to check that out. It's a great way to listen to your podcast. And leave us a comment. We might respond.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
Thanks, friendo.
Be sure to sub to the show. We're also available on Patreon, patreon.com/Steven Larson. A great way to support Going In Raw. You guys kick us some money, and in return, we kick you back goods and or services.
Correct.
Like the Friendo Care Package. Look at that. $20, you get this Friendo Care Package. It's a full-length comic book.
Yeah, man.
Stickers, a poster, and a postcard all signed by Steven Larson.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
It's great.
We're also at prowrestlingtees.com/Going In Raw. We got shirts there.
We do.
But
we're here today to talk about...
We have maybe the greatest shirts there.
Or some of the largest.
We're here to talk about the longest.
Longest.
Royal Rumble.
Longest shirts. No, largest Royal Rumble. This longest Royal Rumble.
A massive Royal Rumble. It's going to be...
It's a massive show. I mean, the actual main show will be just as long as WrestleMania.
Yeah. And the card is...
Pretty stacked.
It's kind of a Mania-ish card anyways.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, definitely on par with a regular Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Your middle-of-the-road, normal, regular Royal Rumble, even though this purports to be the greatest.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's not going to be any women on it. Oh, speaking of which, we're going to be doing a live stream of our reactions Friday morning when it all goes down here from the office.
Yeah, starting at 9 a.m.
And half the money that we get from your super chats, we will be donating to the local St. John's program
for real change.
For real change. It's a homeless shelter that takes in women and children. It's really fantastic. And we're going to be giving half that super chat money.
Correct.
To that shelter. Hey, if you don't have any money, that's fine. Just come hang out with us.
Yeah.
And
we have donuts and coffee.
Yeah.
Eventually get some lunch too.
Yeah. And, you know, if you do have some extra money, it's going to a good cause.
Yep.
You're supporting both Going In Raw and a great homeless shelter slash program here in Sacramento.
Correct.
It's awesome. But now that that's all out of the way, Larson.
Let's talk largest Royal Rumble. Now, we're shooting this Tuesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know exactly. In fact, we don't know at all who is the winner of the 205 Gauntlet match, which is happening tonight after SmackDown. But we want to get these predictions up first thing Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
So we're going to kick things off with Cedric Alexander versus To Be Decided. Now, we're going to predict who we think is going to win this gauntlet match, then predict the winner of the match at largest Royal Rumble. So first, Steve, please.
I think you're the one who came up with the scenario. I think you're the one who came
no,
up.
No, I think it was you.
Was it?
Or we did it in conjunction.
Nice. Or nice. Mustafa Ali is going to come out first.
Yeah.
At the, I mean, this is going to happen tonight. At the gauntlet match, last the entire thing, only to be tapped out by Drew Gulak.
At the very end.
At the very end. Drew Gulak moves on, faces Cedric Alexander, and loses in a spectacular match. Hopefully they give this match a little bit more time, a little bit more breathing room
yeah.
at the largest Royal Rumble than they did at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
At that Cruiserweight championship yes. match between Mustafa Ali and Cedric Alexander. I think Drew goes on to face Cedric. I think they fight. I think Cedric comes out of it. Retaining his title. I give this 4 confidence points.
I agree with your scenario. However, I give it 3 confidence points. As much as I would really enjoy seeing another match between Mustafa Ali and Cedric Alexander, They've been really investing a lot in Drew Gulak. They have for months, even before
sure.
kind of the repackaging of 205 Live to build him up into a main event player on that show. And I think now is the time where they finally make that happen. Give him a title shot.
Mm-hmm.
But he will eventually eat a lumbar check.
Yeah.
Eat the pin.
Yeah.
Cedric retains. Confident point three.
Okay.
Next, Bludgeon Brothers versus the Usos. I mean, speaking of investing time into making talents main event level, they've really invested a lot of time in making the Bludgeon Brothers a dominant tag team to headline the SmackDown tag team division for a while. I don't see them dropping those belts for a while. Therefore, I say they will retain confidence points 8.
I gave this 6 confidence points also with the Bludgeon Brothers. Not that I'm not confident in it. I'm just confident in a bunch more matches.
Yeah.
One thing about this that... So, like, we're not entirely sure. They're putting a lot into the show. And I do think the Universal title is going to change hands. And I think... Although I still might change that before we get to the actual thing.
Oh.
I think the WWE title is going to change. That's a lot.
I feel like if that's going to happen, it's going to be a backlash.
Yeah. But regardless, I think the Universal title is going to change, probably. But there might be some under titles. There has to be some.
You actually have quite a few titles changing hands.
I know. So. There's got to be some titles retaining. This is definitely going to be one of them. Bludgeon yeah. Brothers, 6 confidence points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
And that's the thing. I've got a lot of titles changing hands.
You
and
do.
I probably shouldn't.
Yeah. Next, for the Intercontinental title in a ladder match, Seth Rollins versus The Miz versus Finn Balor versus Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm. I've got Samoa Joe. I'm calling it. I think there's going to be a title switcheroo. It would be really bad for Samoa Joe, even if they put him in on SmackDown against every jobber in the land and have him dominate. It'd be really bad for him because he's going to lose to Roman Reigns at Backlash. That's going to happen. That's where all my confidence points are going to go at Backlash. And he's going to lose at the Greatest Royal Rumble. Here. I feel like he's got to pick up something, and I think it'd be huge for him to pick up the IC title.
He can lose this match but not eat a pin because it's a ladder match.
Yeah.
So he can lose, but he's not the one, you know, with his shoulders down the mat or tapping out.
What does Joe do better than anybody else?
Talk.
He talks better than anybody else, and he's full of, because he's a heel, bluster.
Yeah.
He sort of thrives on bragging. Right now, he's putting up a lot of claims, including winning the IC title and beating Roman Reigns. He's got to make good on one of those claims, and he's definitely not making good on Roman
Reigns.
Here's
another issue that could arise from having him win the Intercontinental title here is it kind of, and I guess they can just, you know, say on the next Raw after the show, like, if he faces Reigns, if Reigns wins Universal title, if Joe wins IC title, they have to make a point of saying it's not title for title.
Yeah, that's what they would do. They would, yeah.
And I guess even since Joe already said that he wants to take on Reigns and get the Universal Championship and bring it to SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like they really thought this whole
feud
in advance of sending him over to SmackDown. They really should have.
Yeah.
Put someone else in this program with Reigns right after Mania.
Yeah,
right after Mania.
I know.
Greatest
I know.
Rumble.
No, there's a lot that wasn't thought out here.
Anyways, I'm going with Seth. I think Seth retains.
Yeah, okay.
He hasn't had the belt very long, less than a month. And I think it's too soon taken off him now.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like he and Finn Balor have unfinished business when it comes to that Intercontinental title. I think as we saw on Raw this past Monday, they're not done with their program. They've really put on a series of really good matches.
Mm-hmm.
Give us one more for that Intercontinental title at Backlash. No, sorry. It's Seth and The Miz for the Intercontinental title at Backlash.
Crap, I just thought of something. Yeah, it's supposed to be Seth versus Miz at Backlash for the IC title.
Yeah.
So then that would throw that into whack if Joe wins the IC title.
Yeah, Joe's not winning the Intercontinental title. It's either Seth or Miz.
I give this 3 confidence points, and I'm going to say Seth Rollins.
All right. And you have to change your other pick down here then, too.
Which pick do I have to change?
The U.S. title match.
Yeah, all right.
Seth retained the U.S. title. Happy you agree with me. Next, the second most obvious pick of the whole card.
Yeah, we both have the same confidence.
Yeah, T-Bar, who are on the way to the SmackDown, taking on Woken Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt for the Raw tag
mm-hmm.
team titles.
Mm-hmm.
Not really much to talk about here. Woken Matt and Bray Wyatt get those belts. Confidence point 9.
Yeah, I have the exact same thing. It makes all the sense in the world. There isn't anything that I have. What do I have? Oh, yeah, there's only one match that I've got more confidence points in, this one. And that's pretty obvious.
Yes.
Next up, we've got Jeff Hardy versus Jinder Mahal. I guess I got to change this back to Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, you did pick Jinder initially.
Yeah.
And you still could if you picked Miz on the other one, but I guess you've already moved past it, so you can't undo your pick. Once we move past that match, you can't redo it or
Backlash
undo it.
Backlash has to be more canon than the largest Royal Rumble,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they have to do Miz
Here's
versus
another
Seth
thing.
For the
when
IC
I was, when
title.
I was thinking about my picks, I was like, how close is this going to be to canon? Mostly for this John Cena Triple H match. That's the one that canon.
That match?
Yeah, yeah. Because the story of John Cena is that he loses the pay-per-views now. It's the crisis of confidence storyline.
Really his story, though?
I think I read somewhere that he lost his last 7 pay-per-view matches or something like that.
Yeah,
5.
But they don't make a point of saying that.
No, but they're trying to tell a story with it. It seems.
Are they really?
Or they're laying the groundwork for a story. Anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself. Jeff Hardy's retaining this belt because he has to, because Seth Rollins is retaining. They're not going to have both mid-card titles on one show.
No, I know. Unless, I mean, how many weeks is it till Backlash?
One more week after this. It's not the next Sunday. It's the week from the
so they,
Sunday.
I mean, they could do any number of... Okay, so hold on a second. If they have both titles...
I feel like you're overthinking this, Steve.
You're right, I am. If Seth keeps it and Jinder keeps it...
No, Jinder wins it.
And Jinder wins it, I mean. Seth could lose to Miz. Miz brings it back and him and Daniel Bryan could feud over it.
Yes, that could definitely happen.
I only have 2 confidence points on this. Boy, that would be dumb, though. No, Jeff Hardy's taking it. I want some twist and turn, but this can't... I mean, it's the largest Royal Rumble. It can't be that canon.
Yeah.
But then the Universal title's going to change hands there?
Yeah.
That's the most canon shit there is.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, this is so confusing. It doesn't have to make sense. We're getting $20 million. There's no women on the show. Of course it doesn't make sense. Anyways, next up, Undertaker, Rusev, Taker, 10 points.
10 for Taker. This all is, the points. If this match lasts longer than 3 minutes, I'll be shocked.
Yeah.
Although I'll be happy if Rusev managed to last longer than John Cena did.
I know.
I feel like it's going to
be... That's a bigger crisis of confidence than losing 7 pay-per-view matches in a row.
I know. Which I guess could play into the story, if depending how closely they hew to canon.
Siri, how popular is Triple H in Saudi Arabia? Oh, it's all him defending hosting it with no women. All right. Well, I don't know. There was that picture of him and I think some Saudi governmental officials coming off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So they like him mm-hmm. enough to greet him at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyways, next for the WWE Championship, AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. I don't think they're going to have the Universal title change hands here, I feel like. So they're not going to have both of the top belts change hands.
Here's
if
what
it's
going
to happen, it's going to happen at Backlash.
Here's what I'm going to say.
AJ Styles retains. I think he wins by DQ.
He wins by DQ.
Yeah.
What is he, like, low blow Nakamura or something like that?
No, Nakamura low blows him again.
Nakamura low
Therefore,
blows. So Styles
Nakamura
wins.
Is disqualified.
Yeah, okay. I was going to go with that same route, too. Nakamura. I'm going to say Nakamura wins by DQ. And mm-hmm. I think it's going to be the opposite. I think Styles is going to get so fed up with getting punched in the balls.
Too. That could happen, too.
He's going to do something like that to Nakamura. Nakamura picks up the DQ win, but the title doesn't change hands.
Okay.
And that also sets up, because if Nakamura, even if if AJ Styles picks up another win, unless Styles says something like, no, I'm, you know, unless he demands it, there's not a whole lot of reason for them to
No, this
going.
Is going to be, it's going to be a DQ finish or something like that, and AJ's yeah. going to retain the belt.
Yeah.
So AJ's
walking
AJ's
out
retaining.
With the title.
That's
That'd be stunning if they changed both the world titles.
Oh, I know. AJ retains. That's my pick. Not necessarily he wins. He retains.
John Cena versus The Game. Triple H, I'm supremely over in Saudi Arabia. Oh, how many confidence points do you have?
Oh, 5.
Yeah, I got 5, too. Yeah, well, all right, here we go. Golden Shuffle versus Hustle, Loyalty, Respect.
Lol Cena wins. I'm picking Triple H.
Because he's supremely over in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, well, I think about his reasoning for beating Jinder in India.
Okay.
But secondly, it's since this is on the network, this kind of has to be canon, somewhat.
No, since the Universal title is changing hands,
well,
it's got to be canon.
But it's on the network. It's got to be canon. Therefore, I think they're going to follow through on this John Cena story they're telling where he loses all the time. And Triple H is going to pick up the win.
All right. Well,
And also, if Cena wins, there's it's like almost beyond other than Bludgeon Brothers, it's like all faces winning. So Triple H wins.
Oh. Let's see here. Bludgeon Brothers aren't only faces. Cedric's a face. Seth's a face. Hardy's a face. Man, you're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that because $20 million, you want the people happy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay.
I understand that.
All right.
So?
Oh, John Cena. Lol, Cena wins. Of course he wins. Give me a break. He's huge around the world. Movie star. Huge movie star.
I understand all that.
And Triple H understands that. What, do you think I'm going to lay down for Jinder Mahal? What, are you crazy? This is John Cena. Of course I'm going to lay down for him all day long. I love Cena. I'd love 8 more John Cenas in my company. I don't care what Ryback says. Yeah, Cena wins. 7 confidence points, of course.
Yeah, I got 6 on Triple H.
Because, yeah, here's the thing. This is going to even go further to set up Cena versus Taker. That mania. I don't know. Yeah, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. I got Roman winning 8 confidence points.
I got Reigns with 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Roman Reigns is going to win the Universal title in a cage match in Saudi Arabia.
But it's not going to be the main event. I think the Greatest Rumble is going to be the main event. So even if people...
Really?
Yeah.
You're insane. What was the main event at WrestleMania? It was Roman versus Brock.
Yeah, I know. But that was WrestleMania. It wasn't titled the Greatest Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble is going to main event the show. That's how Royal
Rumble... Doesn't always.
Usually does.
Well, these days, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to main event. And that way, if the crowd doesn't embrace Roman Reigns as Universal Champion, there's another match happening.
Oh, they've done their freaking math. They've done their math on this. They have focus groups. Why do you think, aren't like all the families sitting closest?
Something like that.
Yeah, man. Are you kidding me? Roman Reigns is winning, and he's going to get a bet in the main event, huge pop.
Is that, do you want to make that a prop bet? What's main eventing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, dude, what's the prize for winning that crap Royal Rumble?
A trophy.
A trophy. What do you think? They're going to pop for somebody hoisting up a trophy just because there is an ass load of people in it?
Depends who's hoisting up that trophy.
Oh, man. You're crazy.
No way, man.
All right, well, let's talk about that. The longest Royal Rumble. I got Daniel Bryan. I only got 1 confidence point. There's 50 people
I think the 2 front runners are Daniel Bryan, who you picked, and who I picked,
yeah.
Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
4 confidence points. Here's the thing. Here's how I can see Daniel Bryan being eliminated. It's because he's in a program with Cass right now.
Everybody's in a program with somebody.
Who is Braun in a program?
Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
He can eliminate them easily.
He's been shoulder checking Kevin Owens.
I know.
Well, that means Kevin Owens is going to eliminate him. No. 1 confidence point. I can't believe you're putting 4 whole confidence
points
man. On a
match
after
that
50
display,
people.
How the crowd popped for Braun Strowman on Raw.
An American crowd. I'm still not ruling out a Saudi prince running up in this mug and winning the whole damn thing. Which is my favorite joke of all time. That's great. $20 million. See that kid over there? My son? He's winning this thing. Yeah, you got it. No problem. No problem, Jack.
Saudi prince.
Like Alberto Del Rio, he used to roll down in like the Rolls Royce. He comes out in like a friggin' Lambo or something.
That'd be great.
Anyways.
Any other prop bets?
Oh, I thought I had one. Did I have one? Let's see here. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. Do you want to do an over-under on how long Lesnar Reigns lasts? It's a cage match.
Oh, let's do over-under and how long Undertaker Rusev lasts.
Well, you say it's not going to go over 3 minutes.
Yeah. Do you think it'll go over 3 minutes?
Oh, shit, man. So from when the bell rings...
Bell to bell. Or when the bell rings, so that casket closes.
Man, I have it under 2. I think it's going to be under 2 minutes.
All right.
So if it goes over 3, nobody wins. If it goes under...
No.
What is it?
It's over under 2 minutes. If it's 2 minutes or under, you win. If it's 2 minutes and 1 second, I win.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I don't know if Undertaker could get off old school choke slam tombstone in 2 minutes.
You think he's going to be all that?
Yeah.
Dude is going to be... What did he do to Cena?
all that plus more. Leg drop, a couple of moves and punches.
Rusev, this is going to be a tombstone. Roll him in the casket. It's going to be tombstone.
No, he's got to do at least. He's got to do at least the choke slam in a tombstone.
All right, make it 3 minutes then.
No.
Make it three.
So that's different because I think it's going to be under 3 minutes.
You think it's going to be under 3 minutes?
Yeah.
I'll take over. I'll root for over 3 minutes.
Over 3 minutes?
Yeah, I'll root for over 3 minutes.
All right.
Because you're right. Undertaker's going to have to shuffle from the corner. And the thing is with Undertaker, sometimes he has to try things twice.
Yeah.
Tombstone doesn't work the first time because he can't get him off the ground.
Why not? Rusev's a big dude.
I'm not confident in any of my picks, by the way.
You mean any of your actual picks?
The only pick that I'm confident in is
Undertaker beating Rusev.
Yeah.
And then
Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
These are the only ones
that you're 100% confident in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still I don't know if I should have given 8 confidence points to Roman Reigns.
That's why I gave 7.
The whole Brock leaving thing could be a big work, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'll believe that shit when I see it.
Yeah, I know.
For all I know, he's completely resigned that he's not going to fight in the UFC. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's so confusing.
He could have signed like a 5-year contract.
I know.
Working 100 dates per year, you know? We don't know.
Vince might be on a Super Bruno kick right now. He might want Brock to carry that title like Bruno. Man. Anyways, that's all I got, man. All
right.
I'm not confident in any of this stuff.
All right.
So what does this come down to? Let's see here. We agree. I reluctantly agree. We agree.
It comes down to, we pretty much agree on Styles and Nakamura that Styles is going to retain. So it comes down to
Cena,
Triple H, and the Rumble.
Well, damn that. I'm going to do this.
Have gender win. Come on.
I don't have gender win. I only have 2 confidence points on it. Gender. Do this. They can always write themselves. They have a week. They can always write themselves.
All right.
Joe and Jinder both win.
All right.
Can't do that, though. I'll do this. Yeah, that doesn't. Seth's got to win.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say Seth and Jinder.
Okay.
Because they can afford to have one of the mid-cards. They can even keep the mid-card title off of Raw for a week.
Yeah, it's only a week difference.
Wait, what's the U.S. title supposed to be doing at Backlash? Do we know? Is there anything it's supposed to be doing at Backlash?
I assume they'll be defended, but I don't think it's been announced yet.
If Miz picks up the IC title, takes it back.
So far announced for Backlash is the following. Seth versus The Miz for the Intercontinental title. Roman versus Joe. Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss, and then Carmella versus Charlotte.
All right. Well, I'm not happy with any of these predictions. I think there's going to be some surprises, though.
Yeah,
they're going to have some surprises. So there's going to be some stuff where we're going to be like, how are they going to figure this out? And they'll just write it away on the next.
Yeah, they have Backlash too. So
yeah,
anyways. They can use that too.
That's it for predictions. Let us know what you guys think, as always. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
We'll do an outro with no music. How about that?
All right.